Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today. After a couple prominent Eagles hold court and try to put out some fires yesterday, Rhea joins us at 11 later in the show. You know we got it. We got to figure out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking today for a great prize. So much to talk about. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, relationships don't have to be perfect. They just have to be functional. That's it.
I agree with that.
I'm not present. You know, relationship excluded, because I think we work well together. I don't have any animosity.
Well, you know what? Shut up.
Hopefully another show saying. On WIP doesn't air dirty laundry.
Matter. No, I'm saying you or Kyle for that matter, because, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, I have attitude or I don't like Kyle. I like Kyle a lot.
Well, Kyle just yells
Kyle's
at me.
Kyle's emotional.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know,
Kyle's an idiot.
You know, it's emotional Brandon Graham, and that caused a whole bunch of nonsense this week. But nonsense that I think was
needed.
Well, yeah, I think it was needed, and yesterday was needed as well. So yesterday, both A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts spoke. A.J. held court at his locker. Jalen Hurts spoke at his weekly press conference. And we're going to play a lot of it today and let you hear what those guys said. I'll just tell you off the bat, though, Hugh, I feel better than I did a couple days ago after hearing those guys. They seem like they are ready to be more grown up about this, right? Like,
Now,
are they in a great place? I don't know. We're going to hear from them talking about it here in a second. I don't know if these guys are the best of friends, but like you just alluded to, they don't have to be. And after listening yesterday, I do feel like they're both in a mature place to try to get moved through
this. And that's all that matters.
It is. Let's hear from A.J. Brown yesterday at his locker. First time speaking since saying, you know, the issue is passing. Here's A.J. yesterday.
BG is just being BG. He's emotional.
in that case, he just misspoke. You know, me and Jalen are good. So he's BG, guys. So everybody loves BG. You know, he's speaking from the heart. You know, he's just giving his perception on something from the outside. So
he's around you guys all the time, though. Yeah. Could you see where there might be a misperception based on?
I think that's what everybody. I think that's what the world did. You know, they perceived what I said about passing and felt like it was an attack on Jalen. And I think that's what he did. You know, me and Jalen, relationship is personal. So I mean, so yeah, I see that.
So AJ Brown saying, listen, they're good. BG, yeah, maybe he got a little emotional there, and nothing to see here. Everything is fine. Jalen Hurts in his weekly press conference. Here is his take on the relationship between him and AJ Brown.
Your relationship with AJ obviously predates your time together here. Is there ways that is a helpful thing for you? And on the flip side, are there tests kind of given the dynamics of quarterback, wide receiver, high pressure environment?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you know, sometimes things change as dynamics change. But for him, he knows I had a lot of love for him, just like I got a lot of love for all these guys. And ultimately, you know, he's a guy that's a competitor. You know, he wants to win. He damn sure wants the ball, and he wants to make an impact in the game. And I respect that, you know. And that's just like all of us.
Hugh, what's your feeling on all this after hearing both them speak yesterday? I thought they did a good job. I thought Jalen's probably spoke as
he did the best. That's probably the best I've heard Jalen speak.
I agree.
Asked a direct question,
yes,
about relationships.
I totally agree. He didn't dance around it. He didn't give a one word answer. He didn't, you know, kind of pause a lot like he did during the Sirianni thing. Yes, he gave an answer. And I thought he handled himself like a franchise quarterback yesterday. Hugh, what's your feeling today after hearing both them speak on their relationship yesterday?
That's all it needs to be, Joe. I mean, I know for a lot of people, we're still going to read into this and feel the way that we feel. But as long as it's functional, that's the only thing that matters. As long as he figures out a way to get A.J. Brown involved in that offense, that's all that matters. Because once you win the Super Bowl, and I'm speaking it into existence, this is going to be a footnote in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a big deal now, partly because of what was said, and, you know, you got a lot of mouths and voices speaking about this. You know, this is why I don't like to air family business, because I saw something last night. Your podcast boy, Micah Parsons, he had something to say.
What did he do?
And he broke down. He did his homework, and there was some validity to what he was saying as far as the targets for AJ Brown have went down over the years. Mm-hmm. There's some validity to that, but we're winning. But the thing that bothered me the most was that it was a Dallas Cowboy speaking on Eagles business.
Well, because the Eagles put it out there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And that's why you can't put family business in the street, because you have people that are on the outside looking in. And like I said, his stats were valid. I can't knock his stats. But the fact that he's speaking on it rubbed me the wrong way.
Of course. And everyone has spoken about it. It's been the biggest story in sports this week. 215-592-9494. You said something there. Jalen said something there. He knows AJ wants the ball. Hugh said, you just said it, Hugh, as long as you get him the football. So do you feel like they should get him the ball more? Like, should they target him more on Sunday?
When I say this, please hear what I'm saying.
Oh, boy.
I think they should, but not to the detriment of the team. Not to the detriment of the team.
Well, of course, I mean, obviously, if you try to get him the ball more, you're trying to help the team. I just, Hugh, I listened yesterday and I feel better about their relationship, but I am curious now as we speak about this. 215-592-9494. I don't think that Sunday's game plan should be any different than the game plans of the last 8 or 9 weeks. Run the football. Like, A.J. Brown, you mentioned Micah Parsons commenting on his targets. Everyone's commenting on his targets. Jalen Hurts is talking yesterday about A.J. Brown's targets. I don't think they should have a focus Sunday on getting A.J. Brown the ball. I think they should just do what has worked, which is run the football. Now, Jalen could be more efficient in the throws and the times he drops back to actually pass, but I don't want that. I don't want them to change anything. Hugh, that's now my question. All right, so we got through this, right? We moved past this. They're okay. They're speaking cordially about each other. But, Hugh, I think your instinct is one that might be in Jalen's head. It might be in Kellen Moore's head. Like, hey, everyone's okay now, but obviously he's annoyed about the way the passing game is. Maybe we get him the ball more to keep him happy. And that could be to a detriment. Could be.
When I say that, because I think people feel like the game is going to skew a totally different way than what it's been skewing. That's not what I mean. I think that there has been a conscious effort over the last couple of weeks to try to throw the football, and it just hasn't happened. Mm-hmm. Like, so when I say get him the football, I'm going to use that word that you hate that I use all the time. Be efficient with it. Because there's a lot of times when we talk about the sacks that were taken. He took like 4 sacks last week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Those are passing downs. Those are downs where he was trying to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
Be more efficient in those downs. Be more efficient in the plays that you call that allow him to get open. Not saying that they aren't efficient, because I don't know. Like, there's a whole lot to unpack when it comes to the way that the quarterback is playing.
Sure, but when the star receiver doesn't get the ball till a minute left in the first half, that's not normal.
No,
right, that's not normal.
It's not normal. That's what I'm saying, Joe. So whatever it is, because there's a lot of unquantifiable intangibles.
Well, here we go. That, here we go at 10:09.
I just like because that probably annoys a lot of people. But there are that. Maybe if you help figure those out, we can get the ball to him earlier and we can still stay on course for what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks.
Maybe. Or you could run the football and AJ could get the ball when it comes to him. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from AJ. Part of the reason he said he was so vocal on Sunday is he doesn't want to see this season end up like it has the last couple of years where they're good, but they have a flaw and they can't get over it.
We went to the Super Bowl and lost. We tried again next year. It was 10 and whatever our record is, and it was a landslide. And here we go again. And it's something that we can correct right now while we have the opportunity. And that's why I was bringing the awareness of bringing it to everybody's attention. Like, it's something we can focus on.
So AJ is kind of saying, hey, listen, a couple years ago we got close, we didn't win it. Last year we fell apart. Mm-hmm. I spoke up so it doesn't happen again. AJ's saying, listen, I'm all out for the good of everyone. But he also wants the football. We know that. He was upset on Sunday because he didn't get the football. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Should the Eagles Sunday just do what's worked? Or try to focus on getting A.J. Brown targets? You've been on this all week. This is not just your opinion off of yesterday. You want to get him the football. I'm not going into the game with any sort of different game plan that I've had the last 9 weeks because it's worked.
And you don't have to. But here's the thing. And I think that Jason Avant said it best. This team, and I'm ad-libbing because I don't know what he exactly said because I'm getting it secondhand. But he said something to the effect that for as well as this team runs the football, it's very, very difficult for us to pass the ball. And it shouldn't be that way. That's the part
should
that
make it
needs
easier.
To, it
yeah.
should be easier because football one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
you put eight in the box, you got some favorable matchups on the perimeter. You have that. That's just natural. Hell, I know that. You put an extra man in the box, you're taking somebody out of the secondary, and you're making it so that it's easier to make those passes. You just as a quarterback, you just have to find the holes in the defense and get the ball to your playmakers. So with that being said, I'm not asking – anybody to do anything different. I'm not saying, because I think, like, when people hear me say give him the football, I think a lot of people are thinking, like, we're going into the game and, like, the first 6 plays go straight to AJ.
Yeah, I don't hear that from you. But I do think when we say focus on him, he hasn't been the focus for a long time now, and they've won games. Like, he's a great player. It's not an indictment on AJ Brown in the slightest. They just have found a formula to win that doesn't include him as the focal point. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles focus on getting AJ Brown targets? When you say that, Hugh, I hear you, and I know you're talking about efficiency and being smart about it. I just don't want in Jalen's head Sunday, hey, we just had a weird week around here. I got to get AJ the ball earlier, and he forces one, and it's tipped, and it's a pick, and all of a sudden we're down 6 or 7 for no reason when they have a game plan that works. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down on this? You know, it's been a weird week. Yesterday did make me feel better because they both spoke at least, you know, cordially about each other and we're moving forward. But I don't want to focus on getting the ball. Run the ball. Do what's worked here. What do you feel?
Yeah, if they focus on getting AJ the ball and throwing the ball, they're going to lose the game. This week now, more than ever, more than it was in the past, you know, for many reasons, but beyond seeding, but now based on what just happened this past week, it's the most important game of the season to date for the Eagles. It's a must win. The Eagles have to beat the Steelers right now. They can't let them. They can't lose the game after everything that's happened this past week. So, I just got to be honest. I don't think they're capable of running a pass-heavy offense. I don't think the quarterback is going to be capable of trying to target A.J. 15 times, trying to target Devontae, you know, 10 times, and airing it out to win the game. I don't think that's a formula for them to win the game. I don't trust the quarterback to do that. So if I'm sitting here and saying it's a must-win, they got to just stick with what's got them here, with what's worked. So, I mean, it's sad, but it comes down to my trust in the offense and in the quarterback to run an efficient passing offense, or, you know, a strong passing offense that features A.J. Brown. So I can't do that. I just need them to win the game.
At some point, too, the coaching staff has to just do what's best, right? Like, you know, this season turned around because the offensive line said, let's run the ball. And I don't want now we are to throw it more to A.J. because he's pouty this week. It feels like, you know, who's in charge here? Players or the coaches?
See, and I feel like we shouldn't look at it that way. Let's look at it like this. If maybe this can help you and Kyle out a little bit. What have we been deficient in the last couple of weeks?
Passing.
The passing game. So let's be creative, because we've been accused in our passing game of being vanilla.
Yep.
So let's be creative in our passing game and try to be more efficient. Not saying that we get away from the run, because I think that's foolish, especially around this time. You know how I feel about December and January and playoff runs. Most teams that have deep playoff runs are able to run the ball extremely well. But with our team, we're skewing right now more one-dimensional. So I don't think that it's getting away from our core values. Like that trigger word, core values.
Core values are back.
I don't think it's getting away from our core values to go out there and try to have more of a conscious effort to be more efficient in the passing game. See, that's the key word, efficient. And when I say that, because I feel like people think that when I say get the ball to A.J., that we're talking about upping the passing total. I could still be around 25 passes a game.
You can.
And still be efficient.
But that, so I think we see it similarly. Like, they're probably not going to throw it more. We don't think they should throw it more. But if they're still around the same amount of passes and he gets more targets, that means they're focusing on him in the passing game.
Well, I look at it
because if the same amount of, like, imagine a pie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving him more of the pie. It's like we're not increasing the size of the pie. We're just saying more slices for you, AJ.
I look at it like this. Okay. On average, we threw like, what, 20 passes last week, roughly, around
yeah,
that area,
around
about
that
20
area.
Passes.
Yep. That's
AJ
been
had
for a
like
while.
Four targets, right?
He had four targets.
Why can't we decrease that to six? To eight?
Yeah.
Two more targets. Like,
eight's a lot. That's
double.
Well,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. But my thing is this. It doesn't have to be something that we're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be something where it's obvious that we're trying to get him the ball. Just, hell, if you'd have got him the ball on the second play of the game, we might not even be in this situation. You see what I'm saying? It's not a whole lot, because A.J. has the ability that if who's to say if A.J. say on that one play, because that's the one that we're focused on.
Second play of the game, yeah.
Second play of the game, he goes for 50 yards. You think he's sitting there complaining?
Of course not.
That's a hell of a play.
I know. I
you see
I get
what I'm
that.
Saying? And you add that with what he already, because he had like, what, 40 yards or something on the day?
He had 4 for 43 Sunday, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So you give him a close to 100-yard day on a slant or a go route, we're not even having this conversation.
Yeah, and I think how long into the game he has to wait for his first catch, that goes into it. 215-592-9494. Look, A.J. Brown's a great player. When the ball is in his hands, it's good for the Eagles. Like, I'm not against throwing the ball to A.J. He's their best weapon in the pass game. I just don't want it to be their focus. I don't want them to lose focus on what is their identity now. That's Saquon Barkley. That's the offensive line. That's the running game. That is how the Eagles have won 9 straight games. Keep that as the focus. A.J. is secondary. I mean, he's got to deal with that. And I think he will, as long as they're winning and he feels like he's at least part of it. But I just, you know, yesterday was good, and they moved forward. And I liked what I heard out of Jalen. I liked what I heard out of A.J. They sound like they're in an okay place, all things considered. But I don't want this focus change. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show today. Should the Eagles focus on getting A.J. the ball and more targets on Sunday? Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Welcome to the Midday Show playoffs, man.
Chris, good morning. And yes, I will be part of those playoffs with you, Chris. Hugh and Kyle will be watching from the sidelines.
Yeah, Hugh, you're out. Your team stinks.
You don't care.
Hey, Joe. This, you know what this proves, though. This just shows that we are the only real football guys out there, right?
It's been evident for a while, but now we have more evidence for sure.
Yeah, Yeah, Hugh and Kyle are out. Kyle, you got knocked out because you had that nonsense rule of four teams. So I'm glad you're sitting on the sideline.
For sure.
Well, Kyle almost made it, but he missed it. He missed the cutoff.
Well, yeah, close don't count. Yeah.
Almost doesn't count. Yeah, gotcha.
So, guys, listen. Here's what they need to do, okay? They need to listen to my mid-daysman brother, Chuck, and run the damn ball, okay? I told you we are the 2000 Ravens, okay? Run the ball, play dominant defense. That's how you went on this running streak. You have the winning formula. Don't change it. And don't lean into Jalen Dilfer and try to make that guy something that he's not, because he's clearly not, and he's showing you it over and over. So that's what we need to do. But, guys, I want to address something yesterday from AJ's interview. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of speculation because, you know, Hugh, we like to recklessly speculate. That's what we do.
Reckless speculation.
We were trying to say, hey, you know, is this going to be the same collapse as 2023? And all these people were saying, some people are saying no, some people are saying yes. Well, apparently, according to AJ Brown, he believes that we're in that same spot, because that's exactly what he said. He said they started off hot last year. I don't remember his exact words. You guys can find a clip on it, but he said they started off hot. They start to stumble, and he couldn't remember the exact record at the time. He said, I think we were 10-2. And then they fell apart, and he goes, well, and here we are again. So that's A.J. Brown telling you they're back in the same spot as last year. Now, last year, they couldn't get themselves out of the tailspin, and towards the latter part of the year, you know, Nick vibes Sirianni was reshuffling the core values and couldn't figure out the magical puzzle piece to make it work. And when asked about it, he famously told the press, I don't know. If I knew how to fix it, I would have done it.
Yep.
I don't know what to do. I'm praying that this and what transpired yesterday and over the past few days with BG coming out and AJ, you know, saying what he said to set this powder keg off, we got to hope that this does fix it, because right now we are in that spot. And Sunday's going to foreshadow what we can look forward to. If they come out and we lose and it doesn't look good, guess what? We're back to 2023. Eagles fans, pack it in, season over. If they come out and they look like they have a new focus and they're revitalized and they've aired their grievances and now they're focused on trying to show the world really what they're all about and they're tired of this nonsense and the frustration they have, they take it out on the Pittsburgh Steelers, then, folks, we may have a breaking moment that turned into a bonding moment that can launch
a critical juncture. It's like it's like the moment, the crossroads season of the moment. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I think, look, you look at the team, they're way better than they were last year, but the players feel it. They feel like something's off. Then they want to correct it, and they chose different ways to do it. I mean, AJ did what he did Sunday, and he reiterated yesterday he did it on purpose. Now, I don't know if he meant to do it to Jalen on purpose, but AJ did say yesterday during his media availability, he said what he said on purpose. He wanted to make it a thing so they fix it. Like, this, it wasn't by accident what he said on Sunday. Just maybe it was taken a different way than he meant. 215-592-9240 for your calls on this. Should the Eagles target AJ more? Should they give him more targets on Sunday, or just stick to what's worked? Everyone made everyone feel a little better yesterday, but now what? Should they get him the football more? Plus, we come back, more audio from yesterday, AJ Brown and what he meant by his passing comment, and Jalen's assessment of how he's played lately. Rhea joins at 11, and listen for Hugh's holiday stock in at any point today during the show. All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. A day after both Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown spoke, cleared the air, said they're good. No worries here. We're fine. We're just trying to win some football games. But now what? Should the Eagles focus on getting A.J. Brown targets on Sunday? Hugh Douglas says yes. I say just stick with work. Let's not get in our heads. We got to focus on A.J. We got to run the football and try to keep this offense going the right way. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from A.J. explaining, Hugh, because this one, we picked this apart. You know, every
explaining. He had some explaining.
Yeah, and he explained what he meant when he said passing, because, you know, most of us took that as he meant the guy throwing the football. You have tried to say maybe he meant other things. Here is what AJ said he meant when he said what he said on Sunday.
Well, it was a passing game. Like, how does the passing game have to improve? Like, what do you guys need to do?
To go into detail, like last game, it was protection. It was picking up a block. It was maybe reads on Jalen's part. It was us getting open quicker, or being where we need to be. You know, and it's a timing thing. You know, and it's not saying like the sky's falling with our passing game, but just something to bring awareness to focus on it and to triple down on it to get better in the moment where we have. You know. You know, I was a little frustrated. It's the Panthers. Not saying they're a bad football team, but you know, we go out here and try to dominate, and that wasn't a dominant performance. We know the players we have in this locker room, and we talk about the things that we want to do, and that wasn't what we're capable of. And not saying everything has to go perfect every single game, because we know, you know, it plays different every single time, but that's not what we talk about. And I only said what I said because it was like self-inflicted. If somebody making a play, you know, kudos to them. They're in the NFL too, you know. But if it's self-inflicted, definitely gonna speak up about it, and we definitely gonna try to correct those mistakes and move forward.
All right, what do you make of the explanation by AJ saying he didn't really just mean Jalen? He meant O-line, receivers, the quarterback making reads, on and on. And he even threw in, "Hey, the Panthers aren't very good. We expected more of ourselves."
Yeah, I believe all of that. I think that the biggest point was the one that he said second. I do believe that. I think he threw the offensive line in there because he realizes that it's a collective. But he really meant the reads from the quarterback. That's the one that jumped out to me.
I think he waited till third or fourth to put that in there this time.
Because he understands that's the one that directly affects him in the reads of the quarterback. Because I think, you know, going back to that second play, that's when it kind of all spiraled out of control.
Yep.
I applaud him for it, because I feel like when he answered that question, he was in a more of a comfortable space to communicate.
This week. Well, he had time to think.
Yeah. And so that's what I took from it. You know, but the bottom line for AJ, it was the reads of the quarterback. It was the reads. It was the fact that he didn't get him the ball when he had a chance to, knowing. It was a whole bunch of different things, Joe. It's him not getting the football, knowing that he wasn't going to get that many opportunities. That's frustrating, knowing that. You remember how last year when we talked, and we talked about how Schmitty was, how we're going to feed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you better make them count. I said, every pass you get, you better try to take it to the house. That's his mindset. That's his mentality. I believe that's the case, because out of the both of those guys, he has the ability to, wherever he catches the ball, he can make it happen.
Sure.
You know, Schmitty can too, but when you talk about those
two. Well, he breaks tackles.
He's more of the physical guy.
Yeah.
I think he felt like the opportunity he had on that one play was missed. That was an opportunity he missed to go take it to the house.
Well, of course it was. I mean, he felt it. We saw it, the whole thing. I mean, it was there. He had days to think about what he was going to say, and he cleaned it up a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I can't get in his head. I don't know what he really thought after the game, what he's thinking yesterday. All I know is it's still my guess is he still deep down thinks the issue was Jalen.
Not of like he does.
Yeah, I mean, threw in the offensive line. Like, no one that watches NFL film thinks the Eagles' offensive line is a problem. Like, and he's open. So, like, the only problem, I would think, from his perspective, is the guy that is pulling the trigger didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah, listen, let me tell you, as a guy that watches the game in the press boxes for the most part, and does a little bit ear hustling, there's a lot of times in the press box, people are kind of scratching their head and wondering during the course of the game, real time, what is he seeing? You know, I go to the Odyssey box, you know, at the half, and
more ear hustling there?
More ear hustling. And people are asking, what is he seeing? Why didn't he throw that?
Mm.
So, yeah, it's the quarterback and his reads. Everybody and mama can see it. And we've been sitting here trying to figure it out for the last couple of weeks. We haven't. I mean, you talk about elephant in the room. That's the elephant in the room, and that's why he's frustrated, because there's no way. Well, obviously there's a way, because he didn't throw it, that you shouldn't have seen him on that open route.
It doesn't make sense. I think we'll put it down.
You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
So you said we all could see it. Here's something else we all could guess and see. Like, when AJ first got here, it seemed like these two were very, very tight. There was a FaceTime call, the AJ to Jalen or whoever made the call. But, like, the moment he got traded here,
they were kumbaya.
Yeah, it was like best friends who got to live out their dream.
I love you so much.
And, look, they've played well together. They've won a lot of football games together. But it doesn't feel, like, just from what we get to see. Sirianni said this a lot. We only see 3 hours a week. From what we get to see, it doesn't feel like those two maybe are as kumbaya as they were a couple years ago. Jalen asked about that yesterday, their relationship. And let's see what he said about the dynamics.
Oh, sorry. I thought we had something different.
Okay.
It's all good.
You know what? We'll get to that. Let's take Joe and Bucks County, then we'll get to that. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Joe. What's up, man?
A.J. Brown absolutely needs to get fed the ball. I'm not saying take away touches from Saquon Barkley, but I think in this whole picture here, Kellen Moore is getting an absolute pass. Our first 15 have been atrocious all year. We are the lowest first quarter scoring team in the NFL. If that doesn't translate to feed AJ early and often, knowing Saquon does most of his damage in the second half, I think that's just silly. We squeaked by the Panthers, and this long term, are we waiting for a loss to realize AJ needs more targets? He's averaging 17.5 per catch, most in the NFL. I just think it's silly.
So you want to feed him the ball on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I want to feed him early. I want to feed him the first possession. I mean, we get three and outs all the time in the first quarter. There's no reason he should have four targets.
Well, I agree overall with your assessment. Here's my concern, though, Joe. Like, I get what you're saying, and I get what Hugh's saying. I just don't want to force it. Because, like, if we know this and we think this might happen, the Steelers know this. And I just don't want – like, I just want Jalen to be back there and see it, and if it's there, rip it. That's what he should do. I just don't want him to get to the line and say, I'm going to AJ on this play because I got it after this week. That feels forced.
No, I agree, but I think that's where Kellen Moore comes in, and his job is to get the ball in his hands early. He's a playmaker, like you said. I don't care if it's a bubble screen. In turn, that's going to get Jalen into a rhythm. So if he's only going to throw the ball 20 times, I want to see some quick, easy completions to get him going, too. I mean, I'm not trying to eliminate Saquon here at all. He is the horse in this offense, but A.J. Brown is a horse, too, and you got to see, you know, they both have to be fed. Saquon can be fed in the screen game. That's going to help Jalen as well. I just think four targets is not enough for A.J. Brown. And to think, you know, something, I know it causes a stir when he speaks up, but any of the top five guys in the NFL, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, they're not going to be happy with four targets.
Well, of course. I throw a guy like Puka Nacua. I mean, last Sunday, when we played him too, he's getting 15, 16 targets. Joe, we appreciate the phone call. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. All right, let's get to the Jalen cut that I was thinking. This Donovan chest pat, this one's on me. I did this one. My fault last time.
It's accountability.
It's all about accountability. This one, I didn't read the defense right. Let's hear Jalen talking about when he maybe holds the ball too long.
Watch the film. Do you think that you're holding the ball too long?
There are moments where I can get it out quicker. There are moments where I could definitely get it out quicker. And I think, you know, that's just something that I own. I'll be better with it. You know, in terms of all that with my role, I'll figure it out.
Hugh, what do you make of it? I mean, I thought Jalen, I didn't know how he was going to answer that. Because sometimes
I think he did the best of his ability.
I thought he answered that well. That, yes, he does at times hold the ball too long. Like, he can't avoid it. I mean, the numbers are there. Our eyes tell us this, that sometimes he holds the ball probably longer than he should.
Yeah, and he has to figure it out, because we're at a point in the season where the passing game is going to have to factor into some of the W's that we have. Because, to your point, Joe, yesterday, the teams that we're playing are going to be better defensively.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be better offensively. And you might be in a 10-yard fight for the most part. So we have to be better, and we have to be more on point with the passing game in order to have success. I look at it like this. Mike Tomlin has a winning record in the NFL for a reason. And he hasn't had a losing season in the NFL for a reason. Even in the years where it looked like he was on the ropes and was about to have a losing season, and he didn't. He's a smart coach. Now, with that being said, in the defensive line that they have, Cam Jordan?
Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward. I'm thinking about Saints, yeah. Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt and all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come in, and they're going to stop the run. So when people say, let's stick to what we have, it's going to be tough sledding this weekend.
He's going to try to force them to throw the ball.
Yes, it's going to be tough sledding. So you're going to have to throw the football. I can tell you to a man, if Jim Johnson was here, God rest his soul, going into this game, that's the first thing we're taking away is the run game. Stop Saquon Barkley, so much so that there would be practices dedicated to just that, watching him run, knowing what he does, telling all the Sharks to gather around and make sure you get a hit on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to take him out of the game. So whether we like it or not, we're going to have to throw the football, and we're going to have to be efficient throwing the football. So we have to figure out a way to get that done. Now, I know that for the most part, Saquon has been able to run through most defenses, and he's probably going to be able to have some success against this defense. But the bottom line is this. We're still going to have to throw the football. And we're going to have to throw it enough so that it loosens up the running game. Or the running game is going to have to loosen up the pass game. Bottom line is this. We're going to have to throw the football this week.
It is pretty wild when you mention the Tomlin thing. And we'll you know, people have said this. We're talking about the Steeler game. We're going to do a lot tomorrow on the game itself. It is pretty wild that it's 18 years now without a losing record.
And I think it was like 3 years ago where he looked like he was about to have a losing record, and he resurrected
it. He had an 8-8. He had 9-7-1, a 9-8. But, Hugh, this year they're 10-3. I mean, they're not skating by this year.
Nah.
They're on the path for 12 wins or whatever they're going to finish. Well, let's go to OG Wade, who's up next. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, OG. What are you feeling?
Strong, man, about this game. From listening to these two characters speak yesterday, I hear AJ basically said it's personal. You know, that's our person. You know, that means mind your damn business. You know what I'm saying? When he say as far as my relationship with Jalen, that's personal.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So he's telling everybody to mind their business. But he should be taking his own advice and basically handling it like a man, because to pick up the phone and pillow talk with Shady McCoy about Jalen Hurts is not helping you in no kind of way. And that's coming from Shady McCoy said that he spoke with AJ. They talk all the time. And Shady and AJ said that it's not his targets. It's that he ain't throwing me the ball. He don't want to throw me the ball. So that's, you know, that dog ain't going to hunt in no damn game. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time with Jalen, he spoke about it, but he said, I got love for AJ, but he said, I got love for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's letting y'all know we ain't friends no more, and they don't have to be friends. But what I see is a lack of maturity on both their parts, that you're not even able to go out and be professionals. So at some point in time, the rubber is going to have to meet the road where one of these guys is going to have to go in order for the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. It ain't going to happen this year. I can guarantee you that. And I pray that I'm wrong, but to what we have to do in this game, I want to see AJ get more targets. I think that Jalen should have 25 to 30 throws every game. We have got consumed with trying to get Saquon Barkley this record that we lost our way. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen a game where Jalen Hurts lost the game because he lacked the ability to throw the ball. Now, do he throw interceptions in the process of that? Yeah, but we lost games because we had a 30th-ranked defense that could not back up the quarterback when he make a mistake. That is not the case right now. We have the defense that can back him up. So throw the ball more. Give AJ, but here's what y'all not saying.
Mm.
When are we going to throw Smitty the ball? So y'all just saying, forget Smitty, just worry about
it. Well, I know. I think that's a fair point, right? Because if they force it or focus on AJ and there's only so many targets to go around, that means Smitty's not getting many at all. I mean, it makes it harder.
Yeah. This is not elementary, Joe. First of all, we are one of the very few teams that have as many weapons as we have. I've been telling people a long time, it's hard for a quarterback to be able to please all of those mouths. So as well as it looks good on paper, it's really not good schematically for a football team.
Well, it's a challenge. It's a challenge.
And it's tough. So, but we've been able to make hay with it, but we haven't been able to get, you know, on top of that crown with it. So that's the challenge right now.
Well, it's a challenge. I mean, and they knew this when they built the team. OG, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, he's mentioning at the end, not many teams have this many star players to feed the ball. I would argue last year we saw one that won the NFC. The Niners had a similar setup, right? Mm-hmm. The Niners had Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And
Debo.
Ayuk, Debo, Brandon. And Kittle. Right, yeah. That's a lot. And I'd argue the reason why no one complained last year in San Francisco was twofold. One, they won a lot, right? They were really good. Two, who was really efficient with his throwing last year?
Your boy.
Brock. Party. Like, he got the ball to all of them enough that no one was upset. And they ran it a ton. Obviously, McCaffrey had a huge year. So, no matter what, Hewitt points back to the quarterback. If it's 20 or 25 throws, he has to be efficient within those dropbacks, because otherwise we have another week like this.
Something was said, and I haven't heard the Shady McCoy's interview.
Played Shady the other day saying on TV that he spoke to AJ.
Yeah,
that was what he said.
But OG says something that really caught my ear, is that AJ told Shady, and I don't know if this is true, but I'm just going off of what OG said, that he's not throwing him the football. And OG says something about the fact that we need to be mature in this situation. My question would be, okay, and if somebody has to go, why isn't if the objective is to win the football game, what reason does the quarterback, the guy who touches the ball every play, have not to throw to his primary receiver?
Yeah, if it's about winning, why would you not? AJ helps you win, would think.
Yeah, because you're talking about being mature, and somebody has to go. If I'm not saying it's true, because I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it myself. But if that was said, then what grudge is the quarterback holding that he is willing to sacrifice a game? He's willing to sacrifice a game for a petty vendetta. I don't understand that. It's funny because, you know, we like to talk about the past and, you know, everything that happened in the past. Freddie Mitchell, shout out to Freddie, and T.O. were on whatever it was they were doing a couple days
ago. What's old is new again.
Yes. And Freddie pointed out, and T.O. pointed out, that even though they didn't like each other, Donovan still threw him the football because Donovan was trying to win. Now, if that, like, again, I don't know if it's true or not, but if that's the case, man, then somebody need to sit down and talk to Jalen and be like, what the hell wrong with you? Like, seriously. Like, if you're willing to go out in the game and undermine the game, and you're the one that's going to take the heat just because you don't want him to touch the rock, then what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, cutting off your nose to spite your face.
You know what I mean?
I don't see it like that at all. Like, Jalen's doing this to spite AJ?
No, I think he was
taking what OG said and kind of spinning
OG
it.
OG said, okay. No, I'm saying if that's the case, we're talking about being mature.
Yeah,
if that's a big old if, Kyle. That's
no,
it.
Yeah, I guess.
That was what you call reckless speculation.
Yeah,
sure.
Speculation on my part.
I just feel like, yeah, I don't think there's any of that.
That sounds crazy.
I think if the quarterback's seeing the field well, he has no reason not to throw it to AJ. I think the simple reality of this is, and of course OG wouldn't mention this, is that the quarterback isn't seeing the field well. And he really hasn't all season.
Do you ever hear the phrase Occam's razor? It's a way to describe something. The simplest answer is probably the right answer.
Yes.
And when the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts and everyone twists themselves into a pretzel for 3 weeks, oh, why'd they do this? The simplest answer was the right answer. They didn't believe their starting quarterback was the future. That was the answer.
Occam's razor.
It's very sometimes we overcomplicate things. Like, Kyle's right.
We do that every day.
I know, but we don't have to. The issue is the quarterback's not seeing the field and playing his best football. And that has affected the passing game. It's affected AJ's mood. And now, do they try to focus on AJ so that everyone's happy? That's what I just don't want them to take the focus off of, hey, we have it. We remember the first month we said, find an identity. They found one. And now it feels like certain people, like Hugh Douglas over here, want to deviate from that identity to try to keep people happy.
It took a while to get personal.
I'm glad that Hugh finally conceded that it's obvious now that AJ was referring to Jalen Hurts when it comes to the passing game.
What are you talking about?
Yes, you did.
We told you.
That is not the case.
Hugh, I can pull the audio if you want me to.
First of all,
don't
Kyle,
dare me.
We are doing a tremendous job of twisting words. I'm saying, when he said what he said, he was talking about probably the quarterback didn't see. He said that.
Yes. That's exactly what I just said.
I told you when he said passing, What have we been complaining about?
No, you did the whole the blocking. You did the whole thing. You did what AJ said yesterday to try to clean it up.
Because you know what it is? It's because he wasn't decisive in what he was saying.
But you got to read between the lines.
Not all the time. No,
every day.
Not all the time.
I guess my big picture takeaway from yesterday is that I'm no longer worried about whatever happened last season happening again. I loved the messaging that I heard from the people that needed to speak. Mylotta, AJ, and Jalen. Like, mm-hmm. I think they all handled things the right way.
It was more grown up than I expected.
Absolutely was. But it almost more confirmed to me, if anything, that AJ Brown thinks the problem starts with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
in the passing game, not
now
the relationship.
I hope they don't try to force things so everyone's happy. Simon's in Center City. What's up, Simon?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Simon. What's up?
Okay, let's take a step back, mm-hmm. okay? Let's go back. Not that far. The season started. Who are you worried about? Who was the number one NFC team? San Fran, right? Where is San Fran now? Who else were you worried about? The Cowboys. Where are the Cowboys now?
I don't give a
shit. Who else are you worried about? Green Bay. What do we do to Green Bay week one? We're better now than we were week one. We are better now than we are. So, forgetting about every team we had to beat that was good.
Simon,
we beat.
Did you just left out the team that's been the best team in the NFC the whole year.
Detroit. You mean
Detroit.
The D, and it starts with the D and
the
L team?
Yeah.
Here's the D.
How about that D, baby?
I saw them barely.
Why did he do it like that?
They played very – they got a big, solid C against the Bears.
And what did we get against the Panthers?
What's that?
And what do we get against the Panthers?
A victory.
So it wasn't a big... Simon, go ahead. I'm going to let you go. Just go ahead.
I thought they're going to get beat pretty good by... I watched the Ravens. You know, Ravens are one of the teams that's always on every week. It's a national game. Ravens are a dominating team. I mean, they're one of the better teams.
They're a wild card team. They're not going to win their division.
Here's what I think. What team do you think has the biggest axe to grind that got ripped off in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs? Which team can't wait to get on the field in the Super Bowl?
The Eagles. But Simon, I don't understand your point. I'm just trying to follow along. What is your point?
My point is, guys, things are really good, better than we could ever have imagined. And we don't have too many people. I'm calling to sprinkle the love, the joy, the optimism.
It is the holiday.
Step back and look at the whole thing. Things are great. What I see, what I love about the run, I mean, even when he could pass, even, you know, he throws it away. He doesn't throw the stupid throws. It's that the clock's ticking, and we're winning. In the third and fourth quarter, we're winning. And it's not like incomplete.
Sure. No, I mean, he usually makes the smart play in terms of protecting the football. Simon, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are good. I mean, I think Simon just wanted to say, hey, calm down this week. The Eagles are good. They are. But the wide receiver screaming from the mountaintops that they have an issue to fix.
I can't emphasize enough. We're not talking about what's succeeded during the 9-game win streak. That's great. We're looking at the big picture here. Can they win the Super Bowl this way?
Obviously, the wide receiver doesn't think they can. I mean, like, so if he doesn't think they can, I think that resonates. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll come back at all your phone calls here. Rhea's thoughts on this. Rhea Hughes will join us. Should the Eagles focus on getting AJ targets on Sunday? Simple. I mean, they all talked yesterday. Everyone seemed like they wanted to move forward. Now what? Should they focus on getting AJ Brown the ball? I say no, just do what's worked. Hugh Douglas over here wants to appease AJ Brown and get him the football. We'll talk about a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. A day after both Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown spoke, cleared the air, said they're good, no worries here, we're fine, we're just trying to win some football games. But now what? Should the Eagles focus on getting A.J. Brown targets on Sunday? Hugh Douglas says yes. I say just stick with work. Let's not get in our heads. We got to focus on A.J. We got to run the football and try to keep this offense going the right way. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from A.J. explaining, Hugh, because this one, we picked this apart. You know,
explaining. He had some explaining.
Yeah, and he explained what he meant when he said passing, because, you know, most of us took that as he meant the guy throwing the football. You have tried to say maybe he meant other things. Here is what AJ said he meant when he said what he said on Sunday.
Well, it was a passing game. Like, how does the passing game have to improve? Like, what do you guys need to do?
To go into detail, like last game, it was protection. It was picking up a block. It was maybe reads on Jalen's part. It was us getting open quicker, or being where we need to be. You know, and it's a timing thing. You know, and it's not saying like the sky's falling with our passing game, but just something to bring awareness to focus on it and to triple down on it to get better in the moment where we have. You know. You know, I was a little frustrated. It's the Panthers. Not saying they're a bad football team, but you know, we go out here and try to dominate, and that wasn't a dominant performance. We know the players we have in this locker room, and we talk about the things that we want to do, and that wasn't what we're capable of. And not saying everything has to go perfect every single game, because we know, you know, it plays different every single time, but that's not what we talk about. And I only said what I said because it was like self-inflicted. If somebody making a play, you know, kudos to them. They're in the NFL too, you know. But if it's self-inflicted, definitely going to speak up about it, and we definitely going to try to correct those mistakes and move forward.
All right, what do you make of the explanation by AJ saying he didn't really just mean Jalen? He meant O-line, receivers, the quarterback making reads, on and on. And he even threw in, hey, the Panthers aren't very good. We expected more of ourselves.
Yeah, I believe all of that. I think that the biggest point was the one that he said second. I do believe that. I think he threw the offensive line in there because he realizes that it's a collective. But he really meant the reads from the quarterback. That's the one that jumped out to me.
I think he waited until third or fourth to put that in there this time.
Because he understands that that's the one that directly affects him in the reads of the quarterback. Because I think, you know, going back to that second play, that's when it kind of all spiraled out of control.
Yep.
I applaud him for it, because I feel like when he answered that question, he was in a more of a comfortable space to communicate.
This week. Well, he had time to think.
Yeah. And so that's what I took from it. You know, but the bottom line for AJ, it was the reads of the quarterback. It was the reads. It was the fact that he didn't get him the ball when he had a chance to, knowing. It was a whole bunch of different things, Joe. It's him not getting the football, knowing that he wasn't going to get that many opportunities. That's frustrating, knowing that. You remember how last year when we talked about how Schmitty was, how we're going to feed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you better make them count. I said, every pass you get, you better try to take it to the house. That's his mindset. That's his mentality. I believe that's the case, because out of the both of those guys, he has the ability to, wherever he catches the ball, he can make it happen.
Sure.
You know, Schmitty can too, but when you talk about those
two. Well, he breaks tackles.
He's more of the physical guy.
Yeah.
I think he felt like the opportunity he had on that one play was missed. That was an opportunity he missed to go take it to the house.
Well, of course it was. I mean, he felt it. We saw it, the whole thing. I mean, it was there. Look, he had days to think about what he was going to say, and he cleaned it up a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I can't get in his head. I don't know what he really thought after the game, what he's thinking yesterday. All I know is it's still my guess is he still deep down thinks the issue was Jalen.
Not of like he does.
Yeah, I mean, threw in the offensive line. Like, no one that watches NFL film thinks the Eagles offensive line is a problem. Like, and he's open. So like, the only problem I would think from his perspective is the guy that is pulling the trigger didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah, listen, let me tell you, as a guy that watches the game in the press boxes for the most part, and it does a little bit ear hustling, there's a lot of times in the press box, people are kind of scratching their head and wondering during the course of the game, real time, what is he seeing? You know, I go to the Odyssey box, you know, at the half, and
more ear hustling there?
More ear hustling. And people are asking, what is he seeing? Why didn't he throw that?
Mm.
So, yeah, it's the quarterback and his reads. Everybody and mama can see it. And we've been sitting here trying to figure it out for the last couple of weeks. We haven't. I mean, it's the – you talk about elephant in the room. That's the elephant in the room, and that's why he's frustrated, because there's no way – well, obviously there's a way because he didn't throw it – that you shouldn't have seen him on that open route.
It doesn't make sense. I think we'll put it down.
You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
So you said we all could see it. Here's something else we all could – guess and see. Like, when AJ first got here, it seemed like these two were very, very tight. There was a FaceTime call, the AJ to Jalen or whoever made the call. But, like, the moment he got traded here.
They were kumbaya.
Yeah, it was like best friends who got to live out their dream.
I love you so much.
And, look, they've played well together. They've won a lot of football games together. But it doesn't feel, like, just from what we get to see. Sirianni said this a lot. We only see 3 hours a week. From what we get to see, it doesn't feel like those two maybe are as kumbaya as they were a couple years ago. Jalen asked about that yesterday, their relationship. And let's see what he said about the dynamics.
Oh. Sorry. I thought we had something different.
Okay.
It's all good.
You know what? We'll get to that. Let's take Joe and Bucks County, then we'll get to that. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Joe. What's up?
A.J. Brown absolutely needs to get fed the ball. I'm not saying take away touches from Saquon Barkley, but I think in this whole picture here, Kellen Moore is getting an absolute pass. Our first 15 have been atrocious all year. We are the lowest first quarter scoring team in the NFL. If that doesn't translate to feed AJ early and often, knowing Saquon does most of his damage in the second half, I think that's just silly. We squeaked by the Panthers, and this long-term, are we waiting for a loss to realize AJ needs more targets? He's averaging 17.5 per catch, most in the NFL. I just think it's silly.
So you want to feed him the ball on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I want to feed him early. I want to feed him the first possession. I mean, we get three and outs all the time in the first quarter. There's no reason he should have four targets.
Well, I agree overall with your assessment. Here's my concern, though, Joe. Like, I get what you're saying, and I get what Hugh's saying. I just don't want to force it. Because, like, if we know this and we think this might happen, the Steelers know this. And I just don't want – like, I just want Jalen to be back there and see it, and if it's there, rip it. That's what he should do. I just don't want him to get to the line and say, I'm going to AJ on this play because I got it after this week. That feels forced.
No, I agree, but I think that's where Kellen Moore comes in, and his job is to get the ball in his hands early. He's a playmaker, like you said. I don't care if it's a bubble screen. In turn, that's going to get Jalen into a rhythm. So if he's only going to throw the ball 20 times, I want to see some quick, easy completions to get him going, too. I mean, I'm not trying to eliminate Saquon here at all. He is the horse in this offense, but A.J. Brown is a horse, too, and you got to see, you know, they both have to be fed. Saquon can be fed in the screen game. That's going to help Jalen as well. I just think four targets is not enough for A.J. Brown. And to think, you know, something, I know it causes a stir when he speaks up, but any of the top five guys in the NFL, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, they're not going to be happy with four targets.
Well, of course. I throw a guy like Puka Nacua. I mean, last Sunday, when we played him, too, he's getting 15, 16 targets. Joe, we appreciate the phone call. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. All right, let's get to the Jalen cut that I was thinking. This Donovan chest pat, this one's on me. I did this one. My fault last time.
It's accountability. It's all about
accountability. This one, I didn't read the defense right. Let's hear Jalen talking about when he maybe holds the ball too long.
Watch the film. Do you think that you're holding the ball too long?
There are moments where I can get it out quicker. There are moments where I could definitely get it out quicker. And I think, you know, that's just something that I own. I'll be better with it. You know, in terms of all that with my role, I'll figure it out.
Hugh, what do you make of it? I mean, I thought Jalen, I didn't know how he was going to answer that. Because, you know, sometimes
I think he did the best of his ability.
I thought he answered that well. That, yes, he does at times hold the ball too long. Like, he can't avoid it. I mean, the numbers are there. Our eyes tell us this, that sometimes he holds the ball probably longer than he should.
Yeah, and he has to figure it out. Because we're at a point in the season where the passing game is going to have to factor into some of the W's that we have. Because, to your point, Joe, yesterday, the teams that we're playing are going to be better defensively.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be better offensively. And you might be in a 10-yard fight for the most part. So we have to be better, and we have to be more on point with the passing game in order to have success. I look at it like this. Mike Tomlin has a winning record in the NFL for a reason. And he hasn't had a losing season in the NFL for a reason. Even in the years where it looked like he was on the ropes and was about to have a losing season, and he didn't. He's a smart coach. Now, with that being said, in the defensive line that they have, Cam Jordan?
Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward. I'm thinking about Louisiana. Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt and all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come in, and they're going to stop the run. So when people say, let's stick to what we have, it's going to be tough sledding this weekend.
He's going to try to force them to throw the ball.
Yes, it's going to be tough sledding. So you're going to have to throw the football. I can tell you to a man, if Jim Johnson was here, God rest his soul, going into this game, that's the first thing we're taking away is the run game. Stop Saquon Barkley, so much so that there would be practices dedicated to just that, watching him run, knowing what he does, telling all the Sharks to gather around and make sure you get a hit on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to take him out of the game. So whether we like it or not, we're going to have to throw the football, and we're going to have to be efficient throwing the football. So we have to figure out a way to get that done. Now, I know that for the most part, Saquon has been able to run through most defenses, and he's probably going to be able to have some success against this defense. But the bottom line is this. We're still going to have to throw the football, and we're going to have to throw it enough so that it loosens up the running game. Or the running game is going to have to loosen up the pass game. Bottom line is this. We're going to have to throw the football this weekend.
It is pretty wild when you mention the Tomlin thing. And we'll you know, people have said this. But we'll talk about the Steeler game. We're going to do a lot tomorrow on the game itself. It is pretty wild that it's 18 years now without a losing record.
And I think it was like 3 years ago where he looked like he was about to have a losing record, and he resurrected
it. He had an 8-8. He had 9-7-1, a 9-8. But, Hugh, this year they're 10-3. I mean, they're not skating by this year.
Nah.
They're on the path for 12 wins or whatever they're going to finish. Let's go to OG Wade, who's up next. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, OG. What are you feeling?
Strong, man, about this game. From listening to these two characters speak yesterday, I hear AJ basically said it's personal. You know, that's our person. You know, that means mind your damn business. You know what I'm saying? When he say as far as my relationship with Jalen, that's personal.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So he's telling everybody to mind their business. But he should be taking his own advice and basically handling it like a man, because to pick up the phone and pillow talk with Shady McCoy about Jalen Hurts is not helping you in no kind of way. And that's coming from Shady McCoy said that he spoke with AJ. They talk all the time. And Shady and AJ said that it's not his targets. It's that he ain't throwing me the ball. He don't want to throw me the ball. So that's, you know, that dog ain't going to hunt in no damn game. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time with Jalen, he spoke about it, but he said, I got love for AJ, but he said, I got love for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's letting y'all know we ain't friends no more, and they don't have to be friends. But what I see is a lack of maturity on both their parts, that you're not even able to go out and be professionals. So at some point in time, the rubber is going to have to meet the road where one of these guys is going to have to go in order for the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. It ain't going to happen this year. I can guarantee you that. And I pray that I'm wrong. But to what we have to do in this game, I want to see AJ get more targets. I think that Jalen should have 25 to 30 throws every game. We have got consumed with trying to get Saquon Barkley this record that we lost our way. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen a game where Jalen Hurts lost a game because he lacked the ability to throw the ball. Now, do he throw interceptions in the process of that? Yeah, but we lost games because we had a 30th-ranked defense that could not back up the quarterback when he make a mistake. That is not the case right now. We have the defense that can back him up. So throw the ball more. Give AJ, but here's what y'all not saying.
Mm.
When are we going to throw Smitty the ball? So y'all just saying, forget Smitty, just worry
well,
about
him. Well, I think that's
you
a fair point, right?
It.
Because if they force it or focus on AJ and there's only so many targets to go around, that means Smitty's not getting many at all. I mean, it makes it harder.
Yeah. This is not elementary, Joe. First of all, we are one of the very few teams that have as many weapons as we have. I've been telling people a long time, it's hard to be, for a quarterback to be able to please all of those mouths. So as well as it looks good on paper, it's really not good
schematically for a football team.
Well, it's a challenge. It's a challenge.
And it's tough. So, but we've been able to make hay with it, but we haven't been able to get, you know, on top of that crown with it. So that's the challenge right now.
Well, it's a challenge. I mean, and they knew this when they built the team. OG, we preached the phone call. I mean, he's mentioning at the end, not many teams have this many star players to feed the ball. I would argue last year we saw one that won the NFC. The Niners had a similar setup, right? Mm-hmm. The Niners had Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And
Debo.
Ayuk, Debo, Brandon. And Kittle. Right, yeah. That's a lot. And I'd argue the reason why no one complained last year in San Francisco was twofold. One, they won a lot, right? They were really good. Two, who was really efficient with his throwing last year?
Your boy,
Brock.
Purdy.
Like, he got the ball to all of them enough that no one was upset. And they ran it a ton. Obviously, McCaffrey had a huge year. So, no matter what, Hewitt points back to the quarterback. If it's 20 or 25 throws, he has to be efficient within those dropbacks, because otherwise we have another week like this.
Something was said, and I haven't heard the Shady McCoy's interview.
Which we played Shady the other day saying on TV that he spoke to AJ.
Yeah,
that was what he said.
But OG says something that really caught my ear, is that AJ told Shady, and I don't know if this is true, but I'm just going off of what OG said, that he's not throwing him the football. And OG says something about the fact that we need to be mature in this situation. My question would be, okay, and if somebody has to go, why isn't – If the objective is to win the football game, what reason does the quarterback, the guy who touches the ball every play, have not to throw to his primary receiver?
Yeah, if it's about winning, why would you not? AJ helps you win, you would think.
Yeah, because you're talking about being mature, and somebody has to go. If I'm not saying it's true, because I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it myself. But if that was said, then what grudge is the quarterback holding that he is willing to sacrifice a game? He's willing to sacrifice a game for a petty vendetta. I don't understand that. It's funny because, you know, we like to talk about the past and, you know, everything that happened in the past. Freddie Mitchell, shout out to Freddie, and T.O. were on whatever it was they were doing a couple days
ago.
What's
old is new again.
Yes. And Freddie pointed out, and T.O. pointed out, that even though they didn't like each other, Donovan still threw him the football because Donovan was trying to win. Now, if that, like, again, I don't know if it's true or not, but if that's the case, man, then somebody need to sit down and talk to Jalen and be like, what the hell wrong with you? Like, seriously. Like, if you're willing to go out in the game and undermine the game, and you're the one that's going to take the heat just because you don't want him to touch the rock, then what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, cutting off your nose to spite your face.
You know what I mean?
I don't see it like that at all. Like, Jalen's doing this to spite AJ?
No, I think he was
taking what OG said and kind of spinning
OG
it.
OG said, no, I'm saying if that's the case, we're talking about being mature.
Yeah,
if that's a big old if, Kyle.
I guess.
That was what you call reckless speculation.
Yeah,
sure.
Reckless speculation on my part.
I just feel like, yeah, I don't think there's any of that.
That sounds crazy.
I think if the quarterback's seeing the field well, he has no reason not to throw it to AJ. I think the simple reality of this is, and of course OG wouldn't mention this, is that the quarterback isn't seeing the field well. And he really hasn't all season.
Do you ever hear the phrase Occam's razor? It's a way to describe something. The simplest answer is probably the right answer.
Yes.
And when the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts and everyone twists themselves into a pretzel for 3 weeks, oh, why'd they do this? The simplest answer was the right answer. They didn't believe their starting quarterback was the future. That was the answer.
Occam's razor.
It's very sometimes profound. We overcomplicate things. Like, Kyle's right.
We do that every day.
I know, but we don't have to. The issue is the quarterback's not seeing the field and playing his best football. And that has affected the passing game. It's affected AJ's mood. And now, do they try to focus on AJ so that everyone's happy? That's what I just don't want them to take the focus off of, hey, we have it. Remember the first month we said, find an identity. They found one. And now it feels like certain people, like Hugh Douglas over here, want to deviate from that identity to try to keep people happy.
I'm glad it
took a while to get personal.
I'm glad that Hugh finally conceded that it's obvious now that AJ was referring to Jalen Hurts when it comes to the Texans.
What are you talking about? You did in the first segment. Yes, you did.
We told you.
That is not the case.
Hugh, I can pull the audio if you want me to.
First of all,
don't
Kyle,
dare me.
We are doing a tremendous job of twisting words. I'm saying, when he said what he said, he was talking about probably the quarterback didn't see him. He said that.
Yes. That's exactly what I just said.
I told you when he said passing, What have we been complaining about?
No, you did the whole the blocking. You did the whole thing. You did what AJ said yesterday to try to clean it up.
Because you know what it is? It's because he wasn't decisive in what he was saying.
But you got to read between the lines.
Not all the time. No.
Every day.
Not all the time.
I guess my big picture takeaway from yesterday is that I'm no longer worried about whatever happened last season happening again. I loved the messaging that I heard from the people that needed to speak. My lot of AJ and Jalen, I think they all handled things the right way.
It was more grown up than I expected.
Absolutely was, but it almost more confirmed to me, if anything, that AJ Brown thinks the problem starts with Jalen Hurts.
In the
passing game,
and
not
now
the relationship.
I hope they don't try to force things so everyone's happy. Simon's in Center City. What's up, Simon?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Simon. What's up?
Okay, let's take a step back, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's go back. Not that far. The season started. Who were you worried about? Who was the number one NFC team? San Fran, right? Where is San Fran now? Who else were you worried about? The Cowboys. Where are the Cowboys now?
I don't give a
shit. Who else were you worried about? Green Bay. What do we do to Green Bay week one? We're better now than we were week one. We are better now than we are. So, forgetting about every team we had to beat that was good.
Simon,
we beat.
Did you just left out the team that's been the best team in the NFC the whole year?
Detroit. You mean the D? It starts with the D and ends with the D and the L team.
Yeah.
Here's the D.
How about that D, baby?
I saw them barely.
Why did he do it like that?
They played very. They got a big solid C against the Bears.
And what did we get against the Panthers?
What's that?
And what do we get against the Panthers?
A victory.
So it wasn't a big. It was. Simon, go ahead. I'm gonna let you go. Just go ahead.
I thought they're gonna get beat pretty good by. I watched the Ravens. You know, Ravens are one of the teams that's always on every week. It's a national game. Ravens are a dominating team. I mean, they're one of the better teams.
They're a wild card team. They're not going to win the division.
Here's what I think. What team do you think has the biggest axe to grind that got ripped off in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs? Which team can't wait to get on the field in the Super Bowl?
The Eagles. But Simon, I don't understand your point. I'm just trying to follow along. What is your point?
My point is, guys, things are really good, better than we could ever have imagined. And we don't have too many people. I'm calling to sprinkle the love, the joy, the optimism.
It is the holiday.
Step back and look at the whole thing. Things are great. What I see, what I love about the run, I mean, even when he could pass, even, you know, he throws it away. He doesn't throw the stupid throws. Is that the clock's ticking and we're winning. In the third and fourth quarter, we're winning. And it's not like incomplete.
Sure. No, I mean, he usually makes the smart play in terms of protecting the football. Simon, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are good. I mean, I think Simon just wanted to say, hey, calm down this week. The Eagles are good. They are. But the wide receiver's screaming from the mountaintops that they have an issue to fix.
I can't emphasize enough. We're not talking about what's succeeded during the 9-game win streak. That's great. We're looking at the big picture here. Can they win the Super Bowl this way?
Obviously, the wide receiver doesn't think they can. I mean, so if he doesn't think they can, I think that resonates. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll come back at all your phone calls here. Rhea's thoughts on this. Rhea Hughes will join us. Should the Eagles focus on getting AJ targets on Sunday? Simple. I mean, they all talked yesterday. Everyone seemed like they wanted to move forward. Now what? Should they focus on getting AJ Brown the ball? I say no. Just do what's worked. Hugh Douglas over here wants to appease AJ Brown and get him the football. We'll talk about a midday show. Sports Radio 9.